from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. OOC is to strengthen Indonesia's attempt to fight illegal fishing. Countries outside ASEAN agree to use our ice. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's attempt to encourage maritime cooperation among nations by holding the 2018 Our Ocean Conference in Bali from October 29th to 30th will actually strengthen the world's largest archipelagic country to fight illegal fishing. This OCC is seen as a momentum for Indonesia to voice its strong fight against illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing and fisheries crimes as a top priority. Susi Pujiastuti, the Maritime and Fisheries Minister of Indonesia, stated on Saturday. The conference will also offer Indonesia an opportunity to confirm its commitment in sustainable fisheries sector, sustainable blue economy, and maritime security. Fighting illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing has exactly to do with maritime security that the government has to uphold. Therefore, this move is part of a region-wide trend in the Asia-Pacific, which has seen coastal states making significant changes to their respective laws and regulations in order to more effectively address shared threats to living marine resources. IUU fishing in particular is an area of common concern given the highly migratory nature of fish and crossing borders without respecting maritime boundaries of countries. In Indonesia, Pujiastuti has taken a hardline stance against the illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing, and her policy of sinking vessels conducting the IUU fishing has been hailed nationally and internationally. ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus agreed that countries outside ASEAN could use our ice, which aims to share information between countries in counterterrorism. This was said by the Indonesian Minister of Defense Ria Mirza Triakudu after attending the fifth meeting at the Shangri-La Hotel, Singapore on Saturday. Ria Mirza added that the US, Russia, including China, agreed to the use of our ice. The ASEAN Minister of Defense at the 12th meeting agreed to adopt the concept of our ice initiated by Indonesian Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu. According to Ria Mirza, the concept aims to fight terrorism, especially in Southeast Asia. Now, the concept is not only known in ASEAN countries but in other countries. Our ICE cooperation was carried out by Indonesia by only holding five other ASEAN countries, namely Brunei Darussalam, Malaysia, the Philippines, Thailand, and Singapore, which agreed to exchange strategic information related to terrorist, radical, and extremist groups. He hopes the concept of our ICE can be used effectively to combat terrorism. The meeting were also attended by Minister of Defense outside ASEAN, including the United States, Australia, China, Japan, Republic of Korea, New Zealand, India, and Russia. The Indonesian Provincial Government of Lampung builds an observatory telescope located in the forest park of Wan Abdul Rahman, Lampung, and expected to be the best in Asia. The observatory telescope will be the first in Lampung, and the governor has set a target to make it the best in Asia. Acting Assistant for the Provincial Economy and Development Affairs, Taufik Hidayat, said over the weekend that the construction of the observatory coincided with the 10th Southeast Asia Astronomy Week 2018 event on October 19 to 21st hosted by Lampung Province. Taufik also said his party had provided around 50 hectares of land in this area, with the position of the observatory telescope is around 1,300 meters above the sea level. The Indonesian government has stated Riau Islands Province as tourism hub and Indonesian marine tourism. Riau Island Province is also set as tourism event region to achieve foreign tourist visit as the national target. Tanjung Pinang contributes to achieve the target by revitalizing the lost tradition that is dragon boat race. On his welcoming speech on the opening ceremony of the International Dragon Boat Race on Friday, October the 19th, in Charang River, Tanjung Pinang, the first assistant to governmental sector of Riau Islands Province, Raja Ariza, said that International Dragon Boat Race becomes an event to preserve Tanjung Pinang people tradition that has been long forgotten.
Kami melihat bahwa event Tanjung Pinang International Dragon Boat Race ini bukan hanya semata-mata untuk mendukung sektor pariwisata saja.
We assess that Tanjung Pinang International Dragon Boat Race is not only to support tourism sector. This event is also an effort to preserve the tradition that cannot be separated from the journey of Tanjung Pinang people. As a marine people from time to time since centuries ago. Therefore, we hope that this event can be packaged better to attract more foreign tourists to Riau Island Province, especially to Tanjung Pinang. Raja Ariza added that tourism is a combination of business strategy that needs good management. Indonesian government plans to promote Riau Islands to the special economic zone of Indonesian tourism. Raja Ariza hopes this event can be a place for Riau Island athletes to bring Riau Island names to the national and international level. The East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry and ADAT's volunteer organization PUM Netherlands have continued a cooperation on agricultural assistance for apple farmers in Batu City to improve agribusiness sector in the region. Chairman of the East Java Chamber of Commerce, Lanyala Mahmud Mataliti, said on Sunday that this site has previously provided assistance to improve apple harvesting quality and continue to concentrate on post-harvest techniques or the development of small and medium enterprises in horticultural products processing. According to him, a number of things are considered worthy of observation and evaluation, including changes in extreme weather conditions, management of socio-economic conditions, and post-harvest processing. He and PUM Netherlands have agreed to encourage Kadin Institute to serve as not only a knowledge center, but also to develop it towards a business incubator. According to Lanyala, small and medium enterprises in agribusiness sector has a significant contribution to East Jawa's economic growth. Based on the National Economic Census, the East Jawa medium, small and micro enterprises population grew from 6.8 million in 2012 to 9.59 million in 2017. The Indonesian naval base in Dumai has foiled an effort to smuggle around 10,000 baby lobster in Indragiri Hilir, Regency Riau. Executive Officer of Dumai Naval Base, Lieutenant Colonel Saiful Simanjuntak, said that the baby lobster were confiscated in a passenger port. The arrest was made on Saturday based on an initial information that there will be delivery of baby lobster from Jambi Province to Riau Land. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries is aggressively combating lobster seed smuggling into Vietnam. The prohibition is stipulated in the regulation of the Marine and Fisheries Ministry Regulation on Prohibition to Catch and Export Lobster and Crabs from Indonesia. Last item. The racetrack of an annual international cycling race and sport tourism event Tour de Singkarak 2018 has been extended to 1,267 kilometers from 1,250 kilometers in the previous year. Oni Yulvian, head of the West Sumatra Tourism Office, said on Saturday that this year Tour de Singkarak comprises 8 stages from 9 in 2017 because 3 districts, Mentawai, Padang Pariaman, and West Pasaman, will not participate in the event. This year, the route covers 16 districts and cities. He believes that the implementation of the tour this year will be better than that of the past years. The tour of the Singkarak Organizing Committee rejecting 3 teams from the Middle East because their qualification did not meet those of Tour de Singkarak. The first stage of Tour de Singkarak is Bukit Tinggi Sijunjung, and the start from Bukit Tinggi will be on November the 4th. The second stage on November the 5th will start from Sawah Lunto and end in Dharmasraya, and the third in Singkarak Tanah Datar. The final stage is from South Pesisir to Pariaman, stretching 158 kilometers to be held on Sunday, November the 11th. To end the news, here are the main points once again. The 2000 Our Ocean Conference in Bali is to strengthen Indonesia's attempt to fight illegal fishing. Countries outside ASEAN agree to use our eyes. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in Economy, International Politics, Sports, Environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on immediately focused on SEA Games and Olympic qualification. The Ministry of Youth and Sports immediately evaluated the 2018 Asian Games and shift focus to face the 2019 Philippine SEA Games and Tokyo 2020 Olympic qualifications. As is known, the 2018 Asian Games, Indonesia achieved the greatest success since the Games were ever held. Indonesia managed to get the fourth place by collecting 98 medals, 31 gold, 24 silvers, and 43 bronze. This result exceeded the target set by the government, which is the 8th position and 16 to 20 gold medals. In order for the result of the positive achievements to continue, the Minister of Youth and Sports, Imam Nahrawi, instructed all sports branches not to let their athletes rest too long after the Asian Games, especially since the budget is still available. Minister Imam Nahrawi also said, in addition to national training for the Manila SEA Games, the budget for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics already exists. Meanwhile, Deputy 4 of the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Mulyana, said that the ministry would first evaluate the Asian Games to all parent sports because evaluation is the basis for planning towards two other important activities in 2019 and 2020. Mulyana added that every sport must submit a proposal. Furthermore, the budget proposal for the activities of each sport will be submitted in November and verified, and the following month, the MOU will be signed, so that in January, the sport has begun to receive the 2019 budget, including conducting tryout and qualification. He explained that the most opportunity to get a budget was in the sport competed in the Olympics, whereas the budget is to improve the ability of athletes such as camp training and tryouts. Meanwhile, the Indonesian National Sports Committee asked all the sport branches' administrations to continue to improve their achievement, especially at the international level. General Chairman of the committee, Major General Retired Tono Suratman, in Jakarta on Wednesday said that after the end of Asian Games, the National Sports Branch Management must prepare for the next two international events, namely the 2019 SEA Games and the 2020 Olympics. In 2020, there will be also a National Sport Week in Papua. He said that if all the sport leaders and athletes can mobilize their best abilities, then Indonesia can also succeed in the two international sport events. That was My Indonesia Today, which was on immediately focus on SEA Games and Olympic qualification.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with October the 21st, 1940. Ernest Hemingway publishes a novel entitled For Whom the Bell Tolls. Nobel laureate in literature Ernest Hemingway released a novel entitled For Whom the Bell Tolls on October the 21st, 1940. The novel is considered as one of his best works. This novel tells the story of Robert Jordan, an American young man in the International Brigade during the Spanish Civil War. As a dynamite expert, he was assigned to blow up a bridge during an attack in the city of Segovia. Ernest Hemingway is an American novelist, short story writer, and journalist. His work had an important influence on the development of the 20th century literature. Turning to October the 21st, 1986, Marshall Island Independence. The Republic of the Marshall Islands is an island nation located in the western Pacific Ocean. In 1944, during the World War II, the United States invaded these islands and put them in the Pacific Islands Trusteeship region. After the war ended, the U.S. began carrying out several nuclear tests in the Marshall Islands, which continued into the 1960s. As a result, many Marshall residents were affected by high radiation levels, so compensation claims still continue even until today. In 1979, the Republic of Marshall Islands was established and a Compact of Free Association Agreement with the United States was signed, which came into force in 1986. I'll end Today in History with October the 21st, 1994, North Korea and the United States signed a framework agreement that requires North Korea to suspend its nuclear weapons programs and approve inspection. The framework agreement between the United States and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea was signed on October the 21st, 1994. The aim of the agreement is to freeze and replace North Korea's nuclear power plant program with more water reactor power plants and step-by-step normalization of relations between the U.S. and North Korea. The implementation of the agreement has been problematic since the beginning, and it ended in 2003. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight. And today, it's on improving Indonesian competitiveness. On Wednesday, October the 17th, the World Economic Forum issued Global Competitiveness Index 4.0. In this index, Indonesia ranked 45th out of the 140 countries. This position rose 2 ranks compared to the previous 47th. Indonesia's position still lost to Singapore, which was second, and Malaysia 25th, and Thailand 38th. In the first place is the United States, managed to become the best after for 9 consecutive years under Switzerland. The change in methodology in the ranking, which is more oriented towards technology-based growth in the future, pushes the U.S. to the top. In the 2018 edition, the World Economic Forum, or WEF, based in Geneva, Switzerland, did use a new method, that is, the use of digital technology in assessment. In addition, the WEF also stated that political polarization and fragile economic recovery are very important to define, assess, and implement new paths of growth and prosperity. In the official statement, WEF stated that the competitiveness index was prepared on an annual basis to find out the global competitiveness landscape in line with the fourth industrial revolution, aka Industry 4.0, In the index, the US is ranked first, followed by Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, and Japan. The components examined in the index include institutions, infrastructure, information and communication technology readiness, macroeconomic stability, health skills, market share, labor market, financial system, business dynamics to innovation capacity. WEF Executive Board Member Saadia Sahidi told Reuters news agency that the U.S. was a center of innovation, with a flexible workforce and a large market. Meanwhile, the economists of the Institute for Development of Economic and Finance, INDEF, Bima Yudhistira, said that the competitiveness index, which was still in the 45th rank, showed that Indonesia still needed to make a number of improvements in various sectors. One of them is the competitiveness of local products in the international market. Besides that, the conditions of labor, including industrial relations, are also still to be improved, in addition to the human resource capabilities in the digital industry that are not yet optimal. In line with Bima, Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry for Transportation, Carmelita Hartoto, said that she welcomed the improvement of Indonesia's competitiveness ranking released by WEF 2018. Even so, according to her, it still needed hard work to make continuous improvement, especially in the innovation and labor sectors. According to Carmelita Hartoto, with the current global economic conditions, Indonesia needs to get a place given that the global economy is currently looking for a new equilibrium. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. You are still with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. Indonesia's attempt to encourage maritime cooperation among nations by holding the 2018 Our Ocean Conference in Bali from October 29th to 30th will actually strengthen the world's largest archipelagic country to fight illegal fishing. ASEAN Defense Minister Meeting Plus agreed that countries outside ASEAN could use AWIS, which aims to share information between countries in countering terrorism. The Indonesian Provincial Government of Lampung builds an observatory telescope located in the Forest Park or Tahura of Wan Abdurrahman, Lampung, and expected to be the best in Asia. Indonesian government has stated Riau Island Province as tourism hub and Indonesian marine tourism. The East Java Chamber of Commerce and Industry and a Dutch volunteer organization PUM Netherlands have continued a cooperation on agricultural assistance for apple farmers in Batu City to improve agribusiness sector in the region. The Indonesian Naval Base in Dumai has foiled an effort to smuggle around 10,000 baby lobsters in Indragiri Hilir Regency Riau. The racetrack of an annual international cycling race and sports tourism event Tour de Singkarak 2018 has been extended to 1,267 kilometers from 1,250 kilometers in the previous year. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is a remote service with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I'll invite you to North Sulawesi to enjoy the beauty of Lihaga Island in North Minahasa. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequency 3325 kHz or at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. No. North Sulawesi is indeed known as a maritime paradise, and Lihaga Island is one of the tourist attractions in North Minahasa, which unfortunately is not often visited by tourists. Administratively, the island, which has an area of approximately 8 hectares, is located in Likupang Subdistrict, North Minahasa Regency. To reach Likupang or Serai Port from Manado City takes about 90 minutes by car. After arriving at Likupang, you will still have to take another trip for about 40 minutes using a local fishing boat that is usually used to bring tourists to the island of Lihaga at a fee of around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. To reach Lihaga Island, it takes a rather long time, but you don't have to worry because the journey will not be in vain. When you arrive on the uninhabited island of Lihaga, you will be greeted by a stretch of fine white sand surrounded by blue ocean. Before arriving on the island of Lihaga, you will be treated to a wonderful view of a small island surrounded by white sand and so beautiful water gradations. Before going down on the island of Lihaga, you can negotiate with the boat owner to circle Lihaga Island first. You will see the other side of Lihaga Island. The seaside is dominated by a stretch of coral and white sand with a beautiful view, an enchanting landscape that is rarely found in other tourist attractions. Some say the underwater scenery of Lihaga Island is as beautiful as the Bunaken Marine Park, which is also located in the famous North Sulawesi province. On Lihaga Island, you can enjoy underwater views by snorkeling. Although the island is not inhabited, there is no need to worry because there are facilities such as toilets and changing rooms available on the island. You can even stay on the island free of charge, but of course, you have to bring your own equipment such as tents and cooking utensils because there are no restaurants or convenience stores that sell food on the island of Lihaga. Due to its amazing natural beauty, Lihaga Island has also become one of the photographer's favorite location. Therefore, don't be surprised when you are on the island, there are many photography lovers walking around looking for a spot to capture the beauty of this uninhabited island. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lihaga Island, an interesting tourist spot in North Minahasa or North Sulawesi. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics.
Still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is Harari World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, and this edition presents the topic of Indonesian language increasingly in demand by foreigners. Stay tuned in to Harari World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 3325 kHz or at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. From year to year, the interest of foreigners to learn Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia is increasing. In late 2017, Indonesian was studied in 45 countries around the world. Now, it is increasingly in demand in Saudi Arabia. Indonesian Language Course for Foreign Speakers class held by the Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah is always crowded with Saudis and expatriates living in Jeddah and the surrounding cities. The Indonesian Consul General in Jeddah, Muhammad Heri Saripudin, said the number of the program enthusiasts continue to increase from year to year. Previously, this program was held only once a year, but this year, the Indonesian language teaching program is conducted 3 times a year because there are many interested people who want to study. According to Consul General Heri, many participants wanted to learn Indonesian because they work in the area of serving pilgrims and umrah. The Indonesian Consul General in Jeddah held a second batch of the program for 2018, which was officially opened by the Indonesian Consul General on October the 15th. The opening of the course batch 2 was followed by 62 students consisting of 50 Saudis, 8 Yemen citizens, 1 Jordanian national, 1 US citizen, and 2 participants each from Mauritania and Pakistan. The chairperson of the organizing committee, Ahmad Sofyan, said within the next 2 weeks, 107 participants will submit the registration file. He added that the second batch of the program instructors were imported from Semarang State University in Indonesia as a result of the collaborative effort initiated by the Indonesian Consulate General in Jeddah with universities in the capital city of Central Java. In addition to Saudi Arabia, the University of Vienna, one of the oldest and largest universities in Austria, now opens an Indonesian language program for the winter class from October to January 2019 period. The Indonesian Embassy in Vienna said the initiated program by the Embassy in Vienna, supported by the Indonesian Ministry of Culture, and is open to students and staff of the University of Vienna. The Indonesian language program is currently open for beginners and intermediate classes. At the beginner level, learning focuses on mastering the Indonesian language for everyday conversation, while the intermediate class is more on grammar mastery and the development of reading and writing skills. This collaboration was initiated in 2017, while the inaugural program of Indonesian language teaching at the University of Vienna carried out in the summer period and was officially opened by Indonesian Ambassador to the Republic of Austria, Darmansyah Jumala, in March. Unlike the Indonesian language class in the previous summer semester period, Indonesian language classes this winter officially become part of the curriculum at the University of Vienna under the Department of Social Anthropology and Culture, Faculty of Social Sciences. It is expected that undergraduates and postgraduate students from various faculties and departments can take Indonesian language courses to obtain 3 credit points in the semester credit unit system applicable at the university, namely European credit transfer and accumulation system credits. Darmansyah Jumala said that the Indonesian Embassy in Vienna welcomed the official Indonesian language class in the curriculum at the University of Vienna. Indonesian language in academia and Austria society is needed to support research and higher education cooperation between the universities of the 2 countries. This is in line with the increasing trend of trade and investment relations between Indonesia and Austria. That was Miss Leni today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. See you.
meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. He sent an email to German section. He was complained because he could not hear our broadcast in German program when he was in Western Australia. Mr. Dieter Leopold said that there was no signal, but he could listen to the German program from 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC in the internet live streaming. He also commented about the three winners of the VOI International Quiz 2018, where they were invited to see Natural Park in West Java Province. He said that it was interesting experience for them. Hello Mr. Dieter Leopold, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. For your complaint, we will deliver to our technical division why there is no signal in Western Australia. But we really appreciate your efforts to still hear our broadcast through internet live streaming. Therefore, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Well, Mr. Dieter Leopold, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty, beauty is you, and the beauty is you, and the beauty is you, beauty is you, you, oh yeah.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Jose Amador Hidalgo in Argentina. In his email, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo told that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program on September 15, 2018 through a shortwave receiver and also application through his mobile phone. Hello, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo. Thank you very much for your time to listen to our broadcast. Through mobile phone, our broadcast can be heard anytime and anywhere. Hopefully, you will be satisfied. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we will continue to reply an email from Omar Lassas in Algeria. This email was addressed to Voice of Indonesia and especially to the French service team. In his email, he congratulated the entire RRI World Service team on the occasion of the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the broadcast of his first broadcasts abroad. All his warmest wishes and most sincere, and he wishes us a lot of success and prosperity, and a big thank you to the entire RRI World team service to the efforts made for many years. Hello, Mr. Omar Lassas. Thank you for your prayer on our broadcast. We wish the same prayer also will happen to you. Well, Mr. Omar Lasas, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad, also in Algeria. In his email, he said that he will remain faithful to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast. Hello, Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope you always listen to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2100 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and then choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Sofie Adela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kau tak pernah terganti. Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejati.
Indonesia.
Today's sounds.
Tuhan kirim kau ke sini untuk ku cintai, untuk menemani hidupku. Tuhan beri kau untukku bintang yang ku cari, yang telah hilang oleh waktu.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz.
You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.